Hey, everybody, this is your man, Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Podcast. You know, when I first started podcasting, I podcast to a base of postal employees, and I grew my podcasting through or to that group. Well, today, I'm going back to the base, and I've got a podcast today for the National Postal Mail Handlers Craft. And the podcast today, the chief bit of resource or information I'm going to share with you was abstracted from the National Postal Mail Handlers webpage. So right away, I want you to know this is no top secret stuff here. Anybody can go, and I encourage all mail handlers to go to that webpage, and you're definitely going to be able to see what's happening or what's not happening. So again, I'm going to share with you public information to the mail handlers. We're going to talk about a new piece of automated equipment coming in to the post office called the HOPS. The HOPS is an acronym for High Output Parcel Sorter. It's a combination of your apps, bundle sorters, and SPSS all molded together as to this is what your HOPS is going to do. This is what your HOPS machine is. So now, this is where I get concerned when it comes to current and the future of the craft of mail handlers. I'm going to share with you a letter from Shannon Richardson, who was the Director of Contract Administration, sent to our President Harrogan. Dear Paul, this letter is in regard to the jurisdictional craft determination for operation of the High Output Parcel Sorter, the HOPS. A site visit to observe the operation of the HOPS was conducted by the APWU Workers Union, by the APWU Union and the National Postal Mail Handlers Union on January 26th at the Memphis, Tennessee Mail Processing Annex. Now, before I go any further, I have to give you what I feel about that, just that paragraph. You see, if you have a union, that's looking out for the future of the craft, then at that meeting, what happened? How did the machine run? How many mail handlers were on the machine? In your opinion, as the chief representative for mail handlers, what they're asking the mail handler to do when they operate that machine, because you were there and you saw, did anybody ask the question, what's expected of the mail handler? Or did we walk away satisfied because they said, as I'll explain later, most of the operational areas of that machine belong to mail handlers. Am I making sense to you? You see, if you've got the post office doing what they're supposed to do as per their technological and mechanization meetings they have, if they're doing what they're supposed to, I alerted the union. We're doing a test run on this machine. Now the union shows up. And again, I'm not privy, nor do I care to be privy at this time to any of those meetings. But at that meeting when the union was there watching that machine run, did they pay attention to how it affected their craft member? What they were asking the craft member to do while testing that machine, did any union representative raise that issue? You see, and the reason I'm saying that is if the post office is sharing with you their technological advancements and what they're going to do, then if you are truly in the business of union representation for the member, then you ought to ask these questions. And I'm sorry, I believe that. And again, this is what I feel. If you're there to protect me when this new machine comes in, there should be an understanding that, okay, if you bring this machine in, I understand it's going to reduce some manual labor somewhere. So on this machine, can we not come to an agreement that We're going to staff this machine with 5, 6, whatever the number might be. But for you to go there and then come back with, I see nothing from unions, and trust me, I track that when they observed this, they ran 20,000 pieces and had 8 mail handlers. And I'm just giving you fictitious numbers right now. But if your union recognizes a throughput, and I'm not one of productivity in the post office, I'm sorry. And when I say productivity, I still believe the Postal Service is a service organization, not a productivity organization. So when I say not productivity, that's the concept I speak of. So initially from the first meeting, and we haven't even talked numbers yet, it appears that Postal Service went there, watched them run the machine, and went home. I don't know of any objections that were raised to anything during that January 26th meeting. But nonetheless, currently the Post Office has 13 of these machines in place. And by the end of 2024, I think it is, they're going to have another 10. So that's going to be 23. Now, again, this HOPS machine, it appears to be a culmination, and I'm serious, of the apps, the SPBs, bundle sorters, and the SPSS. So again, I understand as technology comes in, it's supposed to get better and better. And the more technological your plant gets, the less human individuals or craft members you need. That's a basic fact. Everyone knows that. But anyway, the HOPS process machinable packages, which are inducted on the system through a parcel dumper. The system singulates the parcels, and barcodes are read by a six-side tunnel camera system. So that means I don't even need humans to face it anymore. When I say humans, I mean craft members. I'm sorry. The HOPS can be configured based on available floor space, and it ranges from 200 to 300 sort bins coming out of it. It'll take packages up to 25 pounds with a dimension of 15 by 18 by 22. Now, this HOPS has the ability to process up to 8,500 parcels per hour in bundles at a slightly reduced throughput. Now, again, we understand that to be the dimensions and capabilities of the machine. But again, I just have to wonder, man, why management and our union, your union, because I'm retired now, don't sit down and agree to compliment when they accept new machines in. And let me tell you why. That's such a stickler to me as someone on the outside looking in. When your union don't negotiate compliment on new equipment coming in, that allows the post office to push people past the point of pushing, and your union is kind of left defenseless because they didn't take care of business in the beginning. Now, digest that as you may, but that's a feeling that I've always felt. And if I'm wrong, I will accept hearing your point of view. But again, when you protect the future of your craft, when you just bring machines in and understand you have jurisdiction, you got 90%, 95% jurisdiction on the machine, it's important that you understand and protect the number of slots on that machine or bids on that machine for your members as well. Now, I got to say, when we get right down to the bread and butter of what all this was about, the HOPS machine, the high output parcel package sorter, I'm sorry, high output package sorter, has different functional areas on them. And I want you to know, this is what's been decided currently by Post Office. and through their RI-399 MOU. Real quick, remember when I said I'm talking to everyone, but only a few will get it? Those few, you get a copy of your RI-399 and look at it, and you'll understand what or the importance of how these positions that are determined by the post office to belong to a craft, you'll understand how important that RI-399 is. Okay, retrieval and staging of parcel containers. That's given to the mail handler craft. Unload containers into the induction belt utilizing powered equipment. Powered containers unload and cull out NMOs. That's a mail handler craft. Monitor induction belts to singulate and necessary as necessary and cull out NMOs. That's the mail handler craft. Reject station to include keying and facing. That's the only position on this machine given to the clerk craft. Understand that. Full sweep containers, including sacks, mail handlers. Transport full containers to dispatch areas, mail handlers. Now, again, I guess, again, Mail Handlers Union want to put a little smoke up to the employees, letting them know that they're going to question the legitimacy of this because they want to dispute clerks being able to handle king mail and facing at the reject station. Okay, I'm sure that money could be spent something a whole lot more beneficial to the craft. How you want to dispute keying mail? Mail handlers don't key mail. Again, I've been retired for a while, so things might have changed. So listen, the reason I took the time today to try to give you this update, and you know what? Let me digress just for one second. The actual number of employees required to perform the duties associated with the hops at any time will be determined based on local configuration and operational needs. Now, I kind of went on a tangent earlier about that, but see, this sums up why I have the tangent. You walk away from this National Postal Mail Handlers Union with the understanding that management staffs that machine as need be. So in other words, even though a mail handler is responsible for sweeping containers, you could have that same mail handler as a level 5 transport containers and sweep containers and unload containers on the induction belt because you didn't negotiate any number of positions. You negotiated positions, but not complement. Now, one would think if there's a position, there should be a craft member to fill that position. But we know that's not the case in the post office. So, again, that was what my tangent was for earlier when I said our national union or your national union should spend more time negotiating positions that transition or equate to a complement number per machine. Listen, this is Kenny Hodge. I stayed a little longer than I wanted to stay, but I want you to know you have to get involved, okay? You have to get involved. I'll just put it like that. You have to push your union. Do not sit back in a realm of comfort thinking that your union is going to take care of you. If you push them, they might. If you sit back, what you're going to get is what they allow you to have. Hey, listen. Kenny Hodge on the Kenny Hodge podcast. Let's have a conversation.